Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views. The views of our guests, the views of our callers, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because, of course, we're going to have a David Wagner with us this afternoon. We're going to be talking about his great new videos. Of course, one of them is called The Day That Changed America Forever. And then, of course, the second one, Welcome to World War III, because I think both of those titles are certainly very apropos. And, of course, the title for the first one comes from a speech that the president gave shortly after the 9/11 attack, in which he said, "And it all came upon us in a single day, and night fell on a different world, a world in which freedom itself is under attack." And that's really so true. Freedom is under attack today, but not from the terrorists. The government is passing all sorts of laws to restrict our freedom, and these are not aimed at Islamic terrorism. And you must understand that there's not one word in the USA Patriot Act about Islamic terrorism. The legislation, the laws are being passed to redefine terrorism so that anybody who opposes the policies of the government can be considered to be a terrorist. And the great tragedy of today is the average American has no idea what's really going on. They do not understand what is happening, and or our attention is focused overseas, and our boys are going over there. And some of them are going to die, and I just hope that a very few of them will die, but we have no idea what's going to happen, because whenever you go into war, it's like taking a wild card, and you never know what's going to happen. But what would happen if we lost 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 men? What impact would it have on the American people? Right now, the American people are so frightened by these threats of terrorism as they move us from the yellow to orange. But, of course, so much of this is just playing games with us. You go to the airport now, and you're asked many times to take off your shoes so they can check them. Why is that? Well, of course, there's the shoe bomber, John Reed. But, of course, nobody ever points out what Joel Skousen has pointed out, and that is that the explosives in those shoes wouldn't have gone off with a lit fuse. You can't set those off without a blasting cap. So, John Reed, this whole thing was a scam. John Reed isn't very smart. He may be very sympathetic with Al-Qaeda, and he may have an intense hatred of America, but, he, of course, was working with people who were sophisticated. You got to be pretty sophisticated to, first of all, get those explosives, and secondly, to put them in the sole of a shoe. And if you do, believe me, you know that you do not light it with a match or with a fuse. And obviously they did, and poor old John Reed was set up and will spend the rest of his life in prison, which he deserves to, because he was quite willing to kill himself and kill others in pursuit of this elusive goal of paradise, which is so fundamental to this whole radical Islamic belief. You know, when you're a Muslim, you're never sure that you're going to get into paradise. And the only way that you're really sure you're going to get there is, of course, if you die in jihad, killing the infidels. And so it is that John Reed, I'm afraid, believed a lie. And he was recruited to go on the plane to attempt to blow up the plane, but, of course, was told to do it in a way that whoever built those shoes knew would not work. But now we can intimidate every person going to into the airport, and you have to take off your shoes because, after all, there might be another John Reed on that plane. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course our guest this afternoon with us here at Radio Liberty is my good friend Dave Wagner of Hope for America Ministries, and we're going to be talking about the new videos that he's produced, The Day That Changed America Forever, and of course Welcome to World War III / The New World Order. Dave, how are you doing?
Well, right now I'm sitting in a completely dark room, Dr. Stanley.
What happened?
Lights all went out, in the whole area here, so it's. I'm just glad the phone's working, but I can't see my hand in front of my face. It's so dark. It's sort of like the whole world is today as far as what's going on. I'm literally in darkness, but most of the people are totally unaware, other than probably those that listen to Radio Liberty, of what's really happening. But, sort of at a handicap here. I had prepared some clips because, as you know, I think they're the most effective. In fact, the program we did about a week ago at this same time, people called in and they said, could I get some of those clips you played? And we only played a couple, and so I thought that's probably the best way, because they hear so many people talking every day. They hear these warnings from every talk show host there is, but it's better to hear really from the people that are putting the plan together to enslave the American people. And these are our congressmen and our world leaders that are all talking about the plan to literally enslave all of us.
Well, of course, I think that the one quotation you have of Gary Hart, who on the 14th of September, addressing an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government and controls other members, control the media and both political parties and many of our major universities and many of our major banks. But Gary Hart is addressing this meeting of this elite, and he says, there is a chance that the president may be able to use this disaster to create what his father, and I think he only spoke of it one time, and that is a new world order. Well, of course, we all know that President George Herbert Walker Bush spoke of this many times, and he spoke of many things that have their foundations in the occult. He spoke of 1,000 points of light. That's an occult concept that comes from Alice Bailey, as did the phrase the New World Order. And if you go down, if you're living in the Monterey Bay area, and you go down to the Gateway Bookstore on Pacific Avenue, and you get the various books by... get the various books that we put out that they have there, you will find that many of those books will have the writings of Alice Bailey, and you'll see the term New World Order or 1,000 points of light, the points of light concept. So we certainly hope that you will look into the background of these phrases that our leaders use and how many of them have their foundation in the occult. Maybe the leader doesn't even know what he's saying. Maybe, of course, the speechwriter just inserts them. But it would appear that certainly the people from the Council on Foreign Relations know exactly what they're doing. It's simply that the American people don't. And we are moving towards a new world order, and you read the writings as we do on a regular basis, even coming out right now from the Theosophists, and they talk about how, of course, this wonderful new world order is coming, the one that Sanat Kumara wants. Who is Sanat Kumara that the New Agers, the occultists talk about? Why, Sanat is an anagram for Satan. They understand. It's just that the Christians do not understand what's really going on, and that there really are Luciferian forces at work at the upper echelons of our government, moving us towards a new world order and, of course, a new world religion.
Well, I think most of your listeners have probably heard, hopefully they've heard from various guests and yourself over and over, that, yes, we have leadership throughout the world that has bowed their knee to Lucifer through the Skull and Bones or through one of the dark societies, and I think your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, one of the best, Dr. Stan, in covering all those issues, but it's still something we need to get out there, because people, unless they wake up soon, Dr. Stan, it's over with. This whole thing is coming down at a breakneck speed. I've never seen anything so fast. They're talking about the use of nuclear weapons now, North Korea, and Iran is continuing to develop their nuclear factories with the help of China and Russia. Anybody that knows the Bible understands there is a battle coming that will... be the West pretty much against the East. You're going to see this Eastern power rise up and meet at the Valley of Megiddo. So these days are right around the corner, and I'm not talking about 10 years or 20 years. I'm talking, I believe, within the next 5 to 6 years. I'm not going to pick dates, because that would be very foolish, because God is patient and he's long-suffering. But when you look at what's happening, and as I put these two videos together, the day that changed America forever, that was really the day that they pulled the trigger, so to speak, started the events that are being put in place today, the war and everything else, where they're going to bring in this global community, where Lucifer is going to be the head of the global community. He personally is a spirit, so he'll have to empower some individual global leader. But he's setting the stage for that global leader to take over. And the second video is called Welcome to World War III/New World Order. And that one covers what's happening right now, as well as what possibly will happen. As we haven't just targeted Iraq in our axis of evil countries. We've got North Korea, we've got Iran, we've got Syria, we've got the two that. And then there's articles I have on that tape that where we also are concerned about China and Russia. And I think we should be concerned about them. However, we're not concerned about them as far as supplying them and preparing them. And
we're actually building them up. We're providing massive amounts of money to both Russia and China, creating the best enemies money can buy. And now they're talking about reinstituting the draft. Oh, we're going to have to start drafting young boys to help in this war against terrorism. This war, of course, it is as phony as it is totally contrived. Because we financed this whole Islamic movement. If you haven't read the book, Dollars for Terror, Unholy Wars, both written in 1999. I mean, who financed the Al-Qaeda? Who financed the Taliban? Why, the United States and our good friends in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, if you haven't read that great new book, right, just came out called Hatred's Kingdom, going into how the Saudis have continued financing both Hamas and Al-Qaeda since, of course, the 9/11 attack. But, of course, why aren't we hearing about this? Why the media doesn't want you. And certainly our administration has no intention at all of doing anything about Saudi Arabia's financing of this world terrorist movement. In fact, 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. You've heard me say it before. But what's the significance of that? Every one of them filled out their papers incorrectly, and yet they were allowed into this country. Did you know that on the day of the attack, 9 of the terrorists were stopped at the airports because of the people at the airports were suspicious, and all of them were allowed to go ahead and get on the planes that morning? And you have to ask yourself why, when our nation was at maximum alert, they were letting people who were on the terrorist watch list, and they did have a terrorist watch list. You've never heard that before, but we actually have that article, and we'd be glad to send it to any of our listeners that would like to read it. But of course, this is the sort of thing that unless you're a researcher, you'll never know about. And there's just so many things out there. And of course, Dave, when will you have these videos available? Because we've already got people, demanding that, asking for them.
I'm working. I've had a man here from Macintosh. I've gone through, really been stretched to the max here the last few months with this computer and the editing process. But he's been working. I just left the office to take my son to class before this radio program, and I came back and the electricity was shut off, and I'm hoping when my Mac comes back up, all that 6-8 hours worth of work isn't destroyed in the editing process. We'll find that out when the electricity does come.
Well, I hope you always back up. That's what
But I'm going to be working around the clock until I do get all this stuff accomplished, get it out. My first initial date was November 15th. Here we are in March, I'd hope to have it out by the end of the week if this computer works, if this editing system works. Final Cut Pro is the one I use, and it just makes it more believable because it's all in video format, and these comments that we talk about, many of your guests we talk about, all these different Patriot 2 acts and all these others, they're all on there. You can listen to our leaders talk about them. I've actually got a clip from the president of Applied Digital Solutions. He's talking about the latest generation of the personal locator device that's being readied, already approved probably by the FDA and other places where they can track people. That's exactly what it's for.
Is this a subcutaneous chip that they're going to put in her?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's called personal locator device.
And isn't that nice? And then you can't be kidnapped. If you're kidnapped, they'll know exactly where you are. Or if you're an enemy of the state, they'll know exactly where you are. Or if you speak out against anything, they'll know exactly where you are.
Well, it actually says it in the Bible. There will be a time that this world leader will require people to take a chip in their right hand or forehead with which they cannot buy or sell. And if they don't take it, and it'll be a locator device, and then we won't have any problems with where the terrorists are or where anybody is, because You won't be able to buy or sell. You won't have any problems with bank robberies because it'll be a cashless, checkless society. You won't have any problems with 7-Eleven robberies, anything like that. He's going to solve a lot of problems, tax evaders, everybody. To remain in the system, you're going to have to take a mark where they'll know where you are at all times. And that's exactly what Satan has always wanted to be. He wanted to be like the Most High God, and he wanted to control people. And how do you control them? Well, you know where they are from early in the morning till all throughout the night. I mean, it's just a constant watching. They've got Project Echelon. I got some of those projects on this on video format, Echelon and the various global positioning satellite projects. They all tie in to what's happening and getting ready to happen. You mentioned they aren't letting us know, Dr. Stan, anything other than what the media wants us to know. The thing that really shocks me in this ministry, and it is a ministry because I believe in Jesus Christ, I love him, he's my Lord and my Savior, but the thing that shocks me most is the pastors are silent from the pulpits, because Jesus' word says when the salt has lost its savor, that means it's no longer good for nothing, and it's going to be trodden under the foot of the Gentiles. However, it doesn't surprise me, as you know the Bible, it says the people won't have a love of the truth, so they're going to raise up pastors, they're going to tickle their itching ears, aren't going to tell them the truth, they're going to tell them stories and fables and have them sing songs and have their banquets together, they're going to celebrate, but however, there is a warfare going on that the Bible speaks of, and he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he's getting ready to devour, Dr. Stan, he's got everything in place because the salt is no longer there. Edwin Burke said it a different way. He said, all it takes for evil to triumph is good people to do nothing. Well, all it took for these Luminists or Illuminati members, the Luciferian group, to triumph was for people to want to know anything. They decided they didn't want to know anything, and they don't want to do anything. And then it's real simple to get a program put together, and that's exactly where we're at today, Dr. Stan.
Well, I wonder how they're going to feel when their son goes off to war in some other country, as we'll have more and more and more wars. And as we do, of course, you have to understand there are two basic movements. One, of course, is for the Americans to control everything. That's the move for American empire. And then the other is the globalist, where, of course, this will all be controlled through the United Nations. I think that is the one that's going to win out in the end. And that is the one that the Luciferians want. And so they're creating, as they always do, a dialectic, a thesis, an antithesis, that will be the battle between the people who want an American empire and the people who want the United Nations to control everything, with, of course, their trinity of control, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And just as we have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so they have a false trinity as well. And they're the ones that will be working through the United Nations. And then, of course, some terrible catastrophe, I believe, is going to befall this country, because this country is turned against God. And at that point, of course, then the power will shift to Europe and, of course, to this United Nations and the one world government. And you can see these things coming down the line. You wonder why everybody can't see the signs of the time. Well, of course, what did our Lord say? It would be just as it was in the days of Noah. When he returned. And what was it, the times of Noah? Why, there was tremendous immorality and basically turning away from God. And of course, it was a time of supernatural events. So they had these supernatural beings. They called them Nephilim. Now, of course, I think we call them UFOs. And UFO, this whole thing is demonic. Anybody who studied the UFO knows it's metaphysical. But, of course, nobody's telling the Christians that, and many of them are almost taken in by the media and all the things that they're trying to convince us of that really aren't true.
And also they're taken in, Dr. Stan, by these people that call themselves pastors. That it says the angel of light could transfer himself, the devil could transfer himself an angel of light preaching righteousness. How much easier it'll be for his preachers to do the same. And that's the kind of preachers we have, because they surely don't care about the people that are in the pews. They surely aren't sounding the alarm, and they aren't. They're like dogs that don't bark, as Isaiah said. They're afraid to bark.
Well, of course, we've got some great ministers, and we've got some ministers who are just not informing people of what's going on. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dave Wagner here at the Radio Liberty.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. We're living in uncertain times, and I think that certainly everybody wants to begin making preparations. We hope that nothing will happen here, but what would happen if something happened to the water supply? Well, there is the most amazing water filter. It's been used by missionaries for 150 years. It's called the Big Berkey, and basically they're simply gravity feeds where you put the water in the top, and you can put in river water or lake water, and it'll come out pristine clear, and you can actually drink it without difficulty. The Big Berkey is the ultimate water filter. It's the most economical filter you can buy. The ceramic filters can be cleansed up to 100 times or even more. It substitutes in minutes without plumbing tools or electricity. It's powerful. The Big Berkey removes pathogens such as E. coli, cholera, and cryptosporidium, and reduces chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, foul taste, and odor. The Big Berkey is so powerful it can easily filter raw, untreated water from lakes and rivers. It's elegant, it's flexible. Ordinarily, these are $279, and we offer them here at Radio Liberty for $239.95. Plus, if you buy them through us, why, we offer you one of our videos or one of the 4-tape sets we produced, and we have a list of 10 of them you can select from. If you have another one you specifically want, we can substitute. But the Big Berkey, $239.95 plus shipping, is an excellent product. I recommend that you have one on hand. These are not available in California or Iowa at the present time, but if you are interested in a water filter here in California, why, give us a call and we'll tell you what is available else otherwise. And then, of course, we want to mention the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry. We can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you an awful lot of people who use them really love them. Most of our business is return business. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer, which is a very alkaline solution that some people take for their peptic distress, and they can get off of a lot of the medicines they've been taking. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's a Big Berkey. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and remember, it's the Big Berkey and the Miracle 2 soap products, and right now we have, of course, with us on the line from Southern California, from Hope for America Ministry, Dave Wagner, and we've got Fred calling in from Salinas. Hi, Fred, a question or comment?
Yes, I was just wanted to ask your guest there. I've been watching how our special operations troops, they report directly to the president, and I was wondering if, you know, and then the rest of the Army and Navy and everybody, they report to the Secretary of Defense. And I was wondering if do they have any, are they kind of like Germany's SS troops that reported directly to Hitler?
I don't really think so. I think they're still military. David, do you know anything about that?
Well, I would think that I compare Homeland Security probably to your SS. You've got 22 agencies. You've got FEMA is going to be behind that, right, directing, right, reporting right to the Office of the Presidency. Again, they will have all the technology as well as the military and everything else to enslave the American people. So they do have a better form of the SS than ever was before, plus all the new technology. As far as the special ops and the SEALs and all those, I don't believe they're, I think they're just out there doing what they're told to do. They're well-trained murderers, that's for sure. They're trained to kill. We're training, what concerns me more than that is we're training our police officers who were at one time peace officers, training them with assault weapons and weapons to as an attack, not as a defense.
We're actually militarizing our police, and we're training our military to be policemen, and we're in real trouble. And, of course, this whole Office of Homeland Security, remember, this is not aimed at Islamic terrorism. It's aimed at people who dissent from the government. This is really what it's about. And people do not understand. They could not imagine that could happen here. But even the ACLU, the American Bar Association, are so concerned about the things that the administration is doing, you know, in the name of taking away people's freedom and not even allowing them right of habeas corpus. And we're talking about American citizens. They start out with people that nobody would like, Padilla and this other fellow converted to the Muslim religion. But, of course, once they can get away with that, how long do you think it'll be before other people that they have, say may be terrorists can be put in prison, and you may be a terrorist, so you're not entitled to a lawyer or the right of habeas corpus or even for your family to know where you are? Do these things happen in America? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, the American people have turned their back on God. Anything else you wanted to ask, Fred?
Oh, I thought I know it's been really kind of interesting to watch how our policemen look like soldiers now. So.
Have you noticed how on television, see, they use television to tell us it's perfectly normal. You knock on the door and then you immediately knock it down and you got a SWAT team there. And what are you doing? Why, you have a warrant to search the house.
Yeah, that's, I've had the feeling that's what that whole cops program was all about.
Yeah, that's absolutely. It's to give us the idea this is perfectly normal. These ideas of the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution, they're outmoded in these new days of terrorism. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you.
Let's go to Chris from Kentucky. Chris, a question or comment?
Yes, I just wanted to comment. Thank you very much for bringing this up. You know, the people like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, the Fox News, and all these networks are just so conditioning these people that it just, to this war is great.
Well, they're the finest conservatives money can buy.
Exactly. And they sound so moral and all this. And it's sadly because both my parents, I listen to this show, and I've told them about this show, but they think I'm crazy listening to this kind of show. So,
well, why don't you just tape some of the programs and let them listen to them, or get them my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Maybe they'll begin to understand. I'll tell you, the best single weapon we have is my video, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get them to sit down and watch it.
They need to watch something like this, because if you're really a true Christian, you need to, biblically, if you go in the book of Daniel about the New World Order, it's there, and people need to really read that, the scriptures on that.
Well, of course, unfortunately, the church is not telling people what's going on. That's the tragedy.
Hey, yeah. Dr. Stan has one of the tapes I have. It's called Amazing Clips Sampler. It's only 15 minutes. That's all it takes. If they'll watch those 15 minutes, 10 clips from our leaders, I think they'll either have to face reality or just go further and further into denial.
That's the sampler. And then, of course, you can get the full Amazing Clips. So maybe you get them to watch the first 15 minutes, and then after that, you get them to watch the full 4 hours, and they'll be on. They'll understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's time to wake people up.
Don't get discouraged, Chris. There's a spiritual blindness. We're told in the end days that there will be a tremendous apostasy, and even the elect will be deceived. And boy, are they deceived today.
They sure are. And okay. I tell you what, we did finance Saudi Arabia since the 70s. It's been going on for decades.
Okay, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, I ask the other people to just hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment, right after this break, with our good friend Dave Wagner from Hope for America Mysteries. We'll tell you how to get in touch with him and how to get his material, because it's fascinating, and it will really benefit you and help you at this time to reach others with the truth about what's really going on behind the scenes.
very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that, of course, we carry Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a board game. It's played like Monopoly. Actually, it's 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and they're designed to teach your children who have been intensely dumbed down in the public schools how to read phonetically, how to spell phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically. And so if you really care about them, the greatest gift you could give them would be the ability to read. And of course, it's fun. The board games will, the kids love them. But even more than that, old folks love them. And I've had a gentleman call me. He must have been 60 years old. He told me he'd been to all the programs once and played all the games of Phenopoly. He was going to play them again because he'd learned so much. And I will tell you, I learned a great deal about the rules of spelling and the various sounds and how to know, how to spell the word, based upon these very, very simple rules. There's only 12 rules and 40 sounds. You can learn so much from Phenopoly. And so if you'd like to get a program, most programs on phonics are $300, $400, $600, $800. This is $139.95. It's all there, everything you need to know, everything your children need to know. So call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Phenopoly. And then, of course, in times like this, if you don't have a food supply or you don't have all the things on hand that you really would need if there were to be a crisis in America, why, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for a catalog, a ready reserve food catalog. We'll send it to you. You fill it out. You send it back to us. We'll see that you get the products. And, this is a responsible company. They've been in business for many, many years, and of course they supply the food to many other distributors. So give us a call and ask for the Ready Reserve food catalog, and it's not only got food, but it's got many other things you'd need if they moved into difficult times. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and let's go to Tom calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Tom. How are you doing? Tom, are you there? Or is this George from Toronto? Hello? I'm afraid that we can't hear you. Why don't you call right back, and we'll get you on in just a moment, okay? Okay, fine, and then let's go to George calling from Toronto. George?
Dr. Monteith?
Okay.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to say I have a lot of your material, Dr. Monteith, and I have four of the videos from Mr. Wagner.
Good. Well, of course, he does an excellent job.
And the shocker.
We carry them because we think they're some of the finest products available.
Yes, I do. I have a couple of questions.
Okay, go for it.
First of all, very controversial because whether it's your material, Dr. Monteith, or Mr. Wagner's, I give a lot of my audio and videotapes out to people, and they are usually blown away by them. They can't believe what they're hearing, but they're controversial in cases. With Mr. Wagner, I'd like him to make comments on The Great Deception. There are segments on Benny Hinn. And on The Shocker, there are comments on Robert Shuler and on Billy Graham. I'm going to take my comments off the air so my wife can hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, certainly you see a fair amount of information on these tapes. And, of course, the information on Shuler is simply the things that he said, the information on Benny Hinn. You'll see what he's saying and what Mrs. Hinn is saying. And they may be a little shocking, but, of course, they're only shocking because it's actually what happened. Is that how would you respond?
Well, they're from Channel 9 News in Orange County, Florida. They're taken right off the mainline media, and so you're watching what took place. I'm able to get those clips and show people what actually took place. They might have missed them. And, again, the things that you see on those videos, whether it be Shuler or Hinn or any of them, they don't measure up with the Word of God. It's we're to use the Word of God to measure everything with that. We use it as a guide, as a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path, as a two-edged sword. So again, if they were saying things that were in with what the Bible said, I wouldn't even mention them. I'd encourage them, and I do pray for even these people that are leading people astray. During the time of Jeremiah and the Old Testament prophets, you're going to find out there were many more false prophets than true prophets. And I think that's the case today. We have a lot of people out there calling themselves prophets. It's very clear that it says these prophets will be working signs and wonders. I don't know how a sign and wonder of blowing somebody over with your coat or having a whole stadium fall over, how that glorifies Jesus Christ, or have them shake on stage, how it glorifies Jesus Christ. But these things do take place in the name of Jesus. And then he said it's going to be harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And many of these people fly Lear jets and they have merchandise programs where they sell their coffee cups and sweatshirts and everything else they can to the people to try to take their money from them in the name of Jesus Christ. And God help us, as that's one of the signs of a false prophet. It's how they'll be making merchandise of the saints. So, again, I wish I didn't have to show anybody on there, but he does say in the latter times there will be these people in the pulpits. But a couple breaks ago, Dr. Stan, I didn't mean to say all pastors are bad. God's going to judge them. But I will tell any pastor and every pastor, they put themselves in a very important position, a responsible position of being the leader. Supposedly they call themselves shepherds or teachers. They better be careful what they teach, and they better warn their flock, because he says if you fail to warn them, the blood is going to be upon their hands. You're the blood of your people, your kids, your whatever. And we know that there are concentration camps, we know that Russia is arming, we know China is arming, we know these things to be fact, and yet from the pulpits, they're so spiritually minded, they become good for nothing. They don't warn I don't even think they'll warn their own children when the Chinese troops come on our soil or the Russian troops come on our soil. Mm-hmm. I think they're such cowards, and that's what God says. The first reason people go on a lake of fire isn't unbelief. It's cowards. It's fearful people. And we know that in the time before Jesus comes back, he says, am I going to find faith on the face of the earth? Am I going to find a person that doesn't have the faith like the demons? They have a faith, all right, but they tremble. Most people don't even tremble. And Dr. Stan, you know as well as I do, these are late hours. These are hours that we should walk circumspectly. These are the hours we should be walking in the light. As he's called us, he says, it's high time you wake out of your sleep. Now, sleep is unconsciousness. And that's what seems to be on this country. It's high time you wake out of that unconsciousness. You put on the armor of light, that's Jesus Christ, and put off the works of darkness of this world. Because if you have the love of the world, you don't have the love of the Father. He says that very clearly. So again, I'm not going to judge anybody. He's going to judge them. And it's going to be straight and it's going to be narrow. And few are going to enter there, Dr. Stan, because of this lack of speaking out, because of the cowardice of these people, because of the false doctrines and the doctrines of demons that they bought into.
Well, let me just comment. If you have not seen the amazing clips, it's about 4.5 hours. It's 3 separate videos, and you really want to get them. You'll find fascinating. At first, there's no comment on them at all. It's simply people talking. Listen to what they say, and of course, they of course saying what they believe. But they're fascinating material that you're not going to see, on your evening news. Certain places have had it, and of course, it'll be only shown one time. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know. Well, Dave has done something for you that really nobody else has done, and that he's collected these from all across America and put them into what he calls amazing clips. They're available by calling calling our ministry, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And I will tell you, if you watch the amazing clips, this 4.5 hours, 3 separate videos, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. And if you can get other people to sit and even watch the first, 15 or 20 minutes of it, they'll begin to catch a glimpse of what is really going on. A lot of people don't want to know the truth. Our job is to tell them. As simply as a physician, I can tell you many times, people didn't want to hear they had a cancer or a chronic incurable disease or a condition that nobody could help. But if you want to be honest with them, if you care about them, you tell them the truth. Let's go to Tom back from Wisconsin. Hi, Tom. Do we have a better line?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. A question or comment?
No way out but the smokestacks.
Right.
And I wanted to mention a scripture. Remember, I can't quote it exact. But something about being careful who you bid Godspeed, because in bidding them Godspeed, you become partakers of their evil. And those, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines are no longer ours. They are fighting under the devil's banner. And I think that some of them know, but maybe not all of them.
They're good people.
They're doing it for a paycheck.
No, but a lot of them are patriots. They love this country. Most of them really believe in what they're doing.
Well, they're being misled by the Julius Caesar thing. You remember how that he said in his book? Remember the part where he used patriotism and everything?
That comes actually from Shakespeare, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. But anyway, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't pray for them.
Well,
they're the part of the generation that what it feels good, do it, and whatever gets you through your problem, feeling good, and the end justifies the means. And most of us, if not all of us, let this happen, and so that's why that the smokestacks are probably going to have the last say.
All right, fine. Well, thanks, Jim. And of course, I want you to know that I'm going to pray for them because they're American boys, and I think that we want to pray not only for our own men, but for the Iraqis and for the civilians over there and the Jews. You know, they're all made in the image and likeness of God. And, of course, our boys are going over there believing they're fighting for America. And so,
absolutely. God commands us to pray for them, Dr. Stanley. He says we're to love our enemies. Now, these are the people that are planning things against us, and you can't do that unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit, obviously, but we're surely not to wish bad on anybody, and that's what the watchman's all about. He alarms, he wakes people up, he sounds the alarm, he sounds the trumpet. His purpose is, no matter what people think, most people don't want to be woken up, but our responsibility is and always will be to sound that alarm until the Lord comes back. And if you really love somebody, and if you see a storm coming in, see those storm clouds on the horizon, what you do is you tell them about that. You don't just go back to watching television, but that seems to be the case of a lot of Americans today. They don't seem like their responsibility is somebody else's to sound the alarm. Again, unfortunately, the people that hear your program, they're going to be held more accountable, because to know this stuff and then do nothing about it, that's even a more a responsible position than if you're totally ignorant.
Well, Dave, now don't scare them away. They're going to turn the program off so they
won't. No. I hope they listen, and I hope they get the resources, and I hope they do what God wants them to do, and I hope they support your ministry, because you're on that radio. You're sounding the alarm all different ways. Certain people, it's going to be certain things that wake them up. Really, the Holy Spirit will be the one that wakes anybody up, but certain people are, you might talk about the educational, Luciferian educational system that's being put together. You might talk about the banking system. Many people are, their money's near and dear to their heart. You can see the Federal Reserve and various other guests you have on that expose these lies and the deception of the devil. It's all smoke and mirrors as far as our economy is concerned right now. And again, people need to know that for the future and what decisions to make. If you're ignorant, you can't make decisions based on knowledge.
Okay, I agree with you. Let's go to Jim calling from Linus, because we got a full board here. Hi, Jim. Any question or comment?
Yes. I was wondering, I am fully, of course, aware and concerned with stopping the United Nations threat and so forth, but those of us that hold to the Reformed theology post-millennial position don't necessarily see this all tied in with the Book of Revelation. We see it as a definite threat, and the United Nations is definitely an enemy and needs to be gotten rid of. But I'm not completely, yeah, because I do come from a Reformed position, I'm not completely sold that it has to do with biblical prophecy.
All right, well, I will tell you that I can only tell you what I learned from my studies and from reading what the Luciferians say, and they believe in the book of Revelation. And if you want to read Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, where she rewrote the book of Revelation, it's called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. Read that from the Luciferian point of view, and she will tell you that this all has to do with the book of Revelation. We're going to know very, very soon, Jim. You may be right, I may be wrong, but I right now, this is what I believe. Anyway, God bless you, and thanks so much. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Well, that pretty well covers it.
All right.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stanley.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And let's go to Daryl calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Daryl. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, and I couldn't agree more with your guest. A lot of the problems in the country can indeed be laid at the doorstep of the clergy for basically hunkering down and withdrawing back within the church walls and not dealing with the political issues and the tremendous moral issues of the day. And there's a tremendous book, I believe, if my memory serving me right, it's called The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution by J.T. Headley. And basically, the clergy led the Revolutionary War against the British. Men like Jonas Clark trained the militia that fought at Lexington. They stored their ammunition and arms in the church. Men like John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg rose to the rank of Major General. He got his entire congregation, the men, to march off and fight the British. Just story after story of men standing up and tackling the tough political issues of the day, clergy doing that. And there was a clergyman named Jonathan Mayhew that before the Revolutionary War started preached against this idea of unlimited submission to a government, no matter how wicked it is. Also the Bible, Ephesians 5:11, 2 Timothy 4:2, Titus 2:15, there's tons of verses that say we're to rebuke, expose, and reprove evil, and that brings me to my key point, Dr. Stan, and RadioLiberty.com certainly does that. You've got a ton of great books, audio tapes, video tapes that expose all kinds of government malfeasance, cowardice within the churches, and I really urge everybody to get up there and look at your website, RadioLiberty.com, and take advantage of a lot of the books and audio tapes and videos that they can look at and then share with their neighbors and their loved ones. And I just thank you, Dr. Stan and Barbara, for all you're doing there, and I appreciate your guests, too. So God bless you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, too, and thanks for the support. You know, there was a time when people used to say the resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We don't say that anymore. Of course, they have anybody who wants to know what happened in Hitler's Germany, we have a wonderful book. It's called Hitler's Cross. It's written by Erwin Lutzer, who is the senior pastor at the Moody Church in Chicago. And he will tell you that they preached Romans 13 there, too, to neutralize the church. And the same spiritual forces that were in Hitler's Germany in the church are alive and well in the church in America today. You can see the similarities. We're just about out of time. So, David, first of all, I want you to tell people how to get hold of Hope for America Ministry.
Okay, I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. It's an 800 number. You just call the 800 number, 1-800-959-1991. Again, 800-959-1991. It's an answer type machine where you leave your name, and I'll get a resource packet off to you right away. Because there's about 18 tapes, and these tapes aren't just a talking head. Like I said, they have the clips, they have many slides. These two I'm doing right now. One of the presentations, Welcome to the Third World War / New World Order, has over 200 slides on it. That's documents and various other things that tie in with the clips. So again, these are unique, and I've never had anybody leave a presentation, Dr. Stan, where they doubted what they saw was true, because you couldn't doubt it, because it's facts. It's truth and reality right before their eyes.
I know. Well, you do a great job with the products. Have the lights come on there yet?
They just came on.
All right,
on.
Fine. Well, now I expect you immediately after we finish this program to get back to work, because we have a number of orders already for the day that changed the world forever, or America forever,
right.
And then, of course, welcome to the New World Order. Well, what are your parting thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners today, after dedicating your life totally to trying to awaken the American people to what's going on?
Well, I think you pretty much at the top, you talk about it being at the top of the program, you talk about it being a spiritual battle, and to know all this stuff and still not know the person of Jesus Christ and do his will and obey his commands would be empty, because what you're going to do is spend eternity separated from him with the many people that we expose on these programs. So, again, please find out who the man Jesus Christ was, what his purpose was, and I hope you come to understand that you need him. Each of us need him because all have sinned, and we all need that covering blood, that sins, that blood sacrifice. That's the only thing that will allow us to get into heaven by our faith, not the faith of the demons like I mentioned earlier, but the faith as a simple child where we trust our Father, where we know that he's working all things together for good to those who love him. And again, I just hope and pray your listeners get that kind of message along with what's happening so they aren't blindsided with what's coming down the road.
Well, God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us, David. And we'll look forward to having you back here on Radio Liberty and in the near future. And I want you to get busy and get those finished. So
I'm working. It just came on just about 3 minutes ago.
Okay,
so
bye-bye.
I'm back and look at the computer. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Well, Dave's a wonderful person. He's totally committed to this battle, and we're really indebted to him for his willingness to sacrifice everything to try to reach the American people with the truth about the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're currently engaged. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I certainly want to mention some of the items we carry. We have a great book. It's called Regicide. It's based upon the papers of a Mr. Robert Crowley, who was Deputy Assistant Director of Covert Operations for the CIA. Covert operations where they kill people. And, of course, he left these papers after he died to Mr. Gregory Douglas, who used them to write a book that goes into why they killed Kennedy using Mr. Crowley's papers. Why did they kill Kennedy? Why did they feel justified in doing what they were doing? They really felt that they were being patriotic and arranging for the murder of an American president. Of course, I think they were wrong. I can't. But you have to understand how they looked upon it. And, of course, when you understand how they looked upon it, you can understand their rationale. That does not excuse it. That doesn't excuse the recruiting assassins and then killing the assassins. And that's exactly what they did. And then, of course, killing people who knew about what had happened, as Lee Harvey Oswald was killed, as Jack Ruby was killed, as over 100 people were killed who knew something about this because they couldn't let the American people know the truth. The book, Regicide, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Of course, we have a special, Kennedy special, where you'll get various tape sets and books. But if you'd like, of course, to substitute Regicide for one of the tape sets or books, why, we'd be glad to do that. I think the book that we have is Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, Craig Roberts' book. We have his Dead Witnesses book. Fascinating specials, and, of course, they're all available from Radio Liberty. And we bundle them together. Of course, you get a lot more for your value that way. But, of course, here we're moving a great deal more material. And, of course, we want you to have the specials, whether it be Vietnam or whether it be the Pagan Agenda, whether it would be Oklahoma City, all the major issues of our time, we put together specials on, a Homeland Security special. And to understand that behind everything going on is this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and with that, the destruction of freedom here in America as we've known it. And people don't like to think about that. But, of course, we've had a wonderful time. We've lived through a wonderful period here in America. We've had freedom unparalleled to all history. And the American people don't value their freedom. Most of them, half of them, don't even bother to vote. And those who do vote usually aren't involved in the political process. And that's why the wicked people have taken over the political process and the leadership of both of our political parties. And they've simply got people with a lot of money, and they buy up the party, and they buy up the party leadership. And that's what's happened here in California. It's happening all throughout the country. People with great wealth simply buy up the various county central committees, and then they buy up the leadership of the committees, and they buy up the congressmen, and they buy up the senators. We've got some of the finest people back in Washington, D.C., and this House of Representatives and the United States Senate, the finest people that money can buy. And when they get out of office, they get plus jobs working for the corporations that they've served while they're there. And, of course, if we had maintained America as it was supposed to be, where the power of the government was limited, there'd be nothing to buy off. It wouldn't bother, why bother to buy a senator or a dozen senators when you're not going to get any advantage from it, when they're not going to be able to give you special advantages? And that was the miracle of America. Liberty and limited government were synonymous, and of course there was very little that the central government could do, and it had very little money to dole out to all of its favorite people. And of course, when we got away from that, and specifically during the Vietnam War, when the Supreme Court began to allow a massive increase in government federal power, and then of course take the Social Security funds. 35% of the money the federal government has is Social Security funds, and we steal it all and we give them worthless IOUs, and that, of course, is your children and your grandchildren's retirement. There isn't going to be any, because there's no fund there at all. And it's going to run out, they know that, but they don't want the American people to realize that they're spending your grandchildren's retirement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got real problems in America, because the American people have forgotten what America's all about. It was a nation under God, where our rights came from God, unlike any other nation throughout all history. And the purpose of Radio Liberty is to rekindle that spark of liberty and understanding of the religious foundations of America, that America was a Christian nation. Most of your ministers don't even know that. Most of the people listening to this audience can't quote the sources of information and the documents where repeatedly the Supreme Court of the United States and other Supreme Courts had held America was a Christian nation. And 50 years ago, everybody in the world knew America was a Christian nation. How many people know it's a Christian nation today? We're in real trouble because, of course, America has turned its back on God. And so if you believe there's a problem, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. It's 5 hours a day. We reach out across America trying to make people understand what's going. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get a monthly newsletter, but you'll be helping us reach out to others. We'd be glad to send you a free copy of our newsletter. Our January newsletter tells us why we're going to war with Iraq. Our February newsletter, of course, takes you into the Project for a New American Century and points out that all of this was planned long before George Bush was ever elected to office, President Bush, and because the people who surround him had an agenda. And whether he understands that these people had an agenda, they did. And back in the year, many, many years ago, back in the year 2000, they were already planning on this war with Iraq. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's real problems. And so we hope you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival in America, because if the American people don't turn back to God, do you really think God's going to bless this country again? And then we ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers and for our boys going into battle, because most of them believe in America. They just don't understand America, and we need to recapture that vision for them. And pray for the Israelites and for the Arabs. Remember, please, to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
busy time. Yeah. I just didn't want you to back yourself.
If you say the best thing is just keep absolutely quiet.
If you say, sometimes, you know, you